Welcome to Phoenix Rising, a superior podcast for all of your transformative tools for personal and spiritual growth. Let's go get that nugget. Hey guys, it's Jen Mack, Lady of the Mind. Welcome to Phoenix Rising, where I'm hoping I am finding you using positive, powerful words to change your life. If you're not using powerful, positive words to change your life, then it is my intention that in today's episode, I give you just one nugget of inspiration towards your transformation. So first of all, first question, how's the new podcast? You guys digging it? Is it okay? You like the name? You like the music? I like the little intro. I changed it about 63 different times. I really want it to be super short, but really impactful so you understand what the whole podcast is about. So today, when we talk about empowering, like that's my, I know that word has been used so often, but that's my gift, is to empower people to up level, to step into their life just a little bit further, to just grow, change, adapt, make the most of their life. I think that that is, I shouldn't say I think, I know that that is my purpose. And so if you're listening to this, I'm hoping that there's something just outside of you that you're reaching for. In the areas of health, wealth, and relationships, we're always striving, and sometimes we strive, we don't use the right tools, and then we end up giving up, and we end up going long, long time without having our goal. So I'm hoping that today we're going to talk about our words, because those are, it's like that's the beginning step that we really have control of. We can control our thoughts. We can manage where our thoughts go, but sometimes they just come in so fast based on our past story and our limiting beliefs and our original past thought patterns and how we are used to thinking about things. But it really is about making the decision to change something. And I find that changing our words is a lot easier and faster than changing our emotional state. Our words and our thoughts feed our emotional state. So the beginning part of the river, the trickle begins with our thoughts and our words. And because our thoughts are so fast, that I think it's important that the next step, the next piece of this whole puzzle is our words. So I want to talk about affirmations today. Amy is my partner of 13 years, and we have three boys together. One that I adopted just as Amy and I got together as a teenager. His name is Bob. And he is happily married and lives in a very small town not too far from me and seems to be doing really, really well. And we had this great conversation a couple of weeks ago talking about manifesting and the things that he does. And he puts these affirmations together before bed. There's like three or four of them. And he repeats them slowly before he falls asleep. And like three or four times, he said, and then he falls asleep and then he just dreams. His subconscious mind just kind of starts to work those new beliefs that he just installed before he went to bed. And I thought it was brilliant. And he's been seeing some really significant changes. And it's been really exciting for him because when he first moved in, he's 15 years old. And when he first moved in, he was just like a little firecracker. I called him my little hurricane. He just kind of breezed in. And he was in foster care and he just kind of breezed in, blew by me in the kitchen, went down the hallway with this giant duffel bag. And he's like, where do I sleep? And I asked our caseworker at the time, I said, what's his name again? And he's like, his name is Robert, but he goes by Bob. And anyway, we hit it off really well. And he was such a great kid. And I remember early on, probably the first month or so that he was living with me, I have this big back deck and I couldn't find him in the house. And so I'm, you know, going through, I'm like knocking on his door. He's not there. He's not in the bathroom. He's not downstairs. I'm like, where the heck is he? And I heard something on the deck and I went out, the slider door was open and I just peeked around the corner and he was sitting on the deck in crisscross and he was meditating. And he had his hands, you know, upright on his knees and he was kind of mumbling something to himself. So I didn't say anything. I didn't interrupt him. And I just came back in the house. And now, of course, I'm like tiptoeing through the house. Anyway, he came back in and I said, tell me what you're doing. He goes, I was just meditating. And I'm like, that's really interesting. And at this point, he didn't really want to talk about it. He just said, oh, yeah, it's just something that I just picked up. And that was kind of it. We didn't talk about it much. You know, he's 15 years old. Right. And But it's just really interesting that now he's 29 years old. And of course, that has been my life for a long, long time, is meditating and manifesting and law of attraction and words and mind mastery and emotional management. All these things have been a part of my really self-learning area of expertise. Like, I really just loved learning. I would go to the library and take out, 10, 12 books on meditating and energy work and mind mastery and psychology and all these different books. And then we'll just breeze through them, over the next couple of weeks, take them back, go check out new books. And that's been my journey for probably 25 years. And so we talked about it over the course of, the next 4 or 5 years. The year that he turned 17, I adopted him. And it was such a wonderful story. And I'm not going to tell the story right now, but I will someday. I'll tell it again and put the whole thing into perspective about our whole journey and everything that we're doing together and how this kind of molds together. But anyway, so I adopted him. And then we've had several conversations about it. And then one time he came over for Christmas. And I don't remember, I was getting upset or irritated about something, and I was obviously not using very positive words. And he goes, Jen, he goes, those positive words are not going to manifest positive things in your life. And I just looked at him, I'm like, you are absolutely right. And I thought that it was so interesting how it came full circle. And then speed forward, this year, we're talking about his ability to manifest and what he's been doing and what he's been working on and what's been showing up in his life. And it's been so amazing to have these deep connected conversations with him. So I want to say this part first. It has been a real joy having someone in my life that I can have these conversations with that seem a little bit out of the norm, whether it's with Amy or whether it's with my son. And of course, we have two other boys, Brandon and Cameron. And Brandon has autism. He turned 18. And he'll be 19 in July, and he's graduating from school and or from high school. And then he's going to go on to the Life Skills Center. And he has autism. He's about 6'1" and skinny little rail. And he's like a 6 or 7 year old in an 18-year-old's body. His interests are very young like that. And his abilities are right around there, 6, 7, 8, 9 year old. So we don't really talk about meditation and manifesting much. And but with Cameron, who's 15, I've been talking about meditating and manifesting with him for a really, really long time, like since he was, 3, 4, 5 years old. He just turned 3 when they moved in with me. And it's been a real treat. It's been a real joy to have these deep connected conversations. So I would highly, highly recommend that you find somebody that you can have these kind of conversations with, because it's so exciting to be able to kind of sit in the driver's seat of your own life, using different words, different thoughts to create a different emotional state, and then seeing the results show up in your life, and then being able to share that with somebody, to be able to go, oh my God, you're not going to believe what just happened. I did this meditation, and holy cow, I was trying to manifest this certain amount of money. And then 30 minutes later, I get out of my meditation. I come out, I check my phone, and I couldn't believe it. I got this speaker gig for that same amount of money. And that is actually a true story. I've done that twice now. And it's really exciting. But then you want to turn around and tell somebody, you want to share this good news with somebody. And sometimes, because it's starting to be a little bit more well-known, people are talking about meditating and manifesting all the time now. And so it's a little bit more well-known, but it is really fun when you can go out there in the world and you can say that to somebody. I remember the word manifesting was a very weird word to me years and years and years ago. I think this was probably early 2000. And I shared the story a couple times. I just want to kind of give just a brief overview. But I met this girl, and I was looking for investors when I was buying real estate property, and I was looking for investors. And so she showed up as an investor. We're having this conversation. And she was telling me about this money she wanted to invest and that she was going to manifest it. I said, you're going to what now? And she goes, I'm going to manifest it. And this meeting was on Monday. And she goes, I want to manifest it by Friday. And she's like, so we'll meet again by Friday when I have the money in hand and I will invest. Well, I left there thinking she was like off her rocker. And lo and behold, here I am years later teaching the same thing. So, and as far as I know, she never manifested the money. I think I saw her again in town. But I never worked with her. She never became one of my investors. But anyway, but I do find that it is easier to talk about meditation is around. It's not going anywhere. Many, many people are picking it up. It's becoming more and more popular in our area. And so I think that it can be something that is really talked about. And so if you are working on manifesting, if you are working on affirmations, we're going to talk about how to use them and the purpose of them, the deep down purpose as the energy that you're how affirmations work, the energy reason. I'm an energy worker and an energy coach and an intuitive healer. And that just means that I work at the energy level of things. I understand energy. I understand the path to, you know, from our thoughts to our words to our beliefs and our emotional states that then go out and attract. And I've been studying it for a very, very long time. And when I study something, I don't read one book, I read 1,000 books. And I don't watch one video, I watch 1,000 videos. And I just keep taking it in. I take notes, I practice, and I am an expert at this, and I fully understand now how energy works. And so this is what I'm hoping to convey to you. Now, some of it is just learning vocabulary, and that's okay. You know, as we're learning new things, we have to learn the meaning of certain words. So, but as we're going to talk today, it is about the steps to go from using your words to creating the life that you want. And I want to use the word, well, I'll tell you that in a second, but it's very, very important that you find that support. Now, if you don't have somebody in your life right now who can support you in this endeavor with these words, with, you know, meditating or manifesting or energy work, and they don't believe in it, or they don't care, or they don't like it, or there's some other resistance there, understand that we have a couple of Facebook groups and that I would love for you to be a part of. The first one is our Facebook group called Lady Rising. And don't worry about the name. I have a couple of guys in there. It does fit with my coaching program, but Lady Rising is a Facebook group where we're in there and we're talking about this kind of stuff. We're talking about meditation and affirmations and manifesting and sharing our successes and our stories and our struggles and then helping one another. So it's a community that we're building that is about that. There's another Facebook group that's called Chakras for Beginners. And that is a group where we specifically talk about chakras and our pain points and resistance and cleaning and clearing. And but those are two groups that you can come into. If you come into Lady Rising through the membership area, just say you're coming in through the podcast. I like to kind of keep track of where my people are coming from. And then we can ask your questions. There's a chat. You can ask, you can talk, you can build your community, you can share your stories and your successes in there. So that gives us that support space. And it's vital. It's really, really important to be able to share that. It builds this confidence. It builds this community around your desire. So let's get to it. I want to talk about affirmations. And to me, this is step one when it really is. It's like step 2A. Step one is really making the decision. Step one is always making the decision. Make the decision that you're ready to go after whatever the desire is. It doesn't matter what the desire is, as long as you're clear on it. And if you're not clear, you don't have to be clear on the path, how to get there, how to do it. It's the end result. I want to be this kind of healthy. I want this kind of a job. And even if you don't know where the job is or what you'll be doing, you know, do you want to work inside or outside? Do you want to make this amount of money or this? How many hours do you want to work? What kind of environment do you want to be in? Do you want to work with people or no? Customers or not? You know, coworkers, do you want to be independent? So, and then relationships, you know, you might not know who the person is, what they look like or anything like that, but it's like, I want to feel loved. I want to feel important. I want to feel worthy. And I want somebody who's sexy, or I want somebody who's strong, or somebody who's smart. Sometimes that's all the clarity that you need. Having that kind of clarity, that's the first is making the decision and getting clear. We're not talking about that today. We're sort of talking about, not sort of, but we're talking about step two. Step two is the affirmations. It's the words. When we can align our words with how we want to feel, now we are in a creative space. And then from there, with the desire and the words, is that those two in alignment create the emotional state that's also in alignment. So let me tell you this. I love using acronyms. I love using analogies, and I love using acronyms that help you to build your practice that's specific to you, whatever that practice is. And when I can take this complicated concept and make it something that's super simple and easy to understand, I feel like people will learn it and they'll get it and they'll start you know, they'll start stepping into their life and then becoming empowered. And that's my goal. So I have, you'll hear me say lots of different, analogies throughout the podcast. It's one of my favorite things to do. So first of all, let me just explain to you quickly how the path of the energy. So the first is making the decision. Now there's energy there. There's an energy frequency and a vibration that goes out with the deciding part of things and then the clarity of the intention. So kind of follow this down, picturing a body in front of you. Could even be your body. So the top of the head is like the decision. The head, the mind, is the clarity of the desire that you have. The mouth is the words that you're using. And then through the throat and into the chest area, through the throat is this opening that all of these things in the head have to make their way through. That circuit is what I like to call that. Through the throat is, if that is kinked off, you have a belief or a story or a thought pattern that doesn't align with the new desire, it's never going to make its way into the heart. Now, the brain, the heart part of this body, so if you have this section, that sends out the frequency of what it is that you want, okay? So let's say you want a new job, a new career. So picture that as like a Wi-Fi frequency, a signal that goes out into the universe. Jen wants a job. You want a job. You want a career. You want this thing. You want this big, beautiful, bold life. You want whatever the desire is, okay? Then it goes down through the circuit, it goes down through the path, through the throat, and into the heart. Now, if everything is clear, if the runway is clear, then it's in the heart. That means the heart is now a magnet. It's now a portal. So the signal goes out into the universe and the heart pulls it in. Okay, so it becomes this loop. The signal from the brain goes out, and it pulls in through the heart. The heart is where your emotions are. So this, now go back in time. There used to be this coach she was a health coach, and she used to talk about weight loss all the time. And I was a personal trainer for like 25 years, and it's in the health industry. And she used to just drive me absolutely crazy with her teachings, because she would say, you know, stand in the mirror and look in the mirror and go, I'm thin and fit. I'm thin and fit. I'm thin and fit. And you will be thin and fit. And I said, well, there's parts to her story that just aren't true. You can't just stand in the mirror and say, I'm thin and fit and thin and fit. So remember this circuit. So if in the brain, you're sending out the signal, but through the throat, through that conduit, there's a block. There's a story, there's a belief, there's a thought pattern that just is not in alignment with you saying, I'm thin and fit. Your body goes, no, you're not, right? There's a block there. It never gets into the heart, which means the signal goes out, but then it doesn't pull into anywhere. It's like the antenna is there, but you don't have the receiver turned on. Makes sense? Especially how TVs work right now. You can have the TV on all day, sends a signal out, but the receiver doesn't receive the signal back to then show you on the TV, okay? So the signal goes out, but it doesn't receive. So that person stands in the mirror forever and ever saying, I'm thin and fit, and they can do it until they're blue in the face, but they're never going to be thin and fit if the mind does not connect through the throat, does not connect through into the heart. Okay. Are you with me so far? Hopefully you had a journal out and you could draw that as a picture. I really love that. And I love the seeing that visually to then go, okay, so here's my thoughts. Here's my desire. Here's my intentions up in the upper part of the head. But then down here in the mouth, I'm using the wrong words, or I'm using a story or doubt or belief that doesn't work. And now it gets blocked there. Okay. And it doesn't move down into the heart. Okay. So let's now talk about how we can put affirmations in place in our daily life and how those affirmations can work to be able to keep the runway open, to keep that path open from our head to our heart, like through the throat. If there's something clogged in there, it's not getting in. So this is a way that using these affirmations correctly is going to help you to align and turn the receiver on, turn the magnet of your heart on. Because if your emotions are not charged up and in alignment with your intention, you're not getting it. That's it. That is the whole connection. And I want you to fully understand this. Okay. I'm going to use an acronym today. So a little bit of an analogy there with the TV and the receiver. But I'm going to use an acronym today. The acronym is REPEAT. 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 It is really, really important that when you have an affirmation is that you are repeating it. Amy and I have started doing what's called mala beads. I'm not talking about mala beads today, but I will. Mala beads are basically a beaded necklace that you, there's 108 beads, and you, for each bead, you repeat your mantra or your affirmation. And we've been doing them twice a day. And so we were talking about a couple weeks ago, we were talking about healing. And she's like, you know, she's got this pain in her foot that's been there for a long time. And I said, how many times a day do you think you talk about the pain in your foot? And she's like, well, you know, a lot. I said, well, how many is a lot? And she's like, well, I would say, you know, well, this, and I say it here, and I talk about it here. She goes, I would say probably, I don't know, 15 times. I said, okay, so we take that 15 times, you say that 15 times a day, that's 105 times a week that you talk about or feel or notice your pain. And I said, does that sound fair? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay, so now let's take mala beads for a second. And what we're going to do is we're going to reinstall. We're going to stop saying the pain. We're going to stop talking about the pain, and we're going to install new system, a new way of doing things. And that's going to be mala beads. Now, I'm not selling mala beads right now, though we do sell mala beads at themeditationroomtc.com. But anyway, I'm not trying to sell them. But what I'm saying is now we're going to up the amount of time that instead of saying this over here about the pain in my body, I'm going to say something different. I'm going to say I'm healed, or I release this pain. Okay. And I'm going to repeat it for the beads. It's 108 beads. We're going to do this twice a day. That's 216 times you're going to talk about your body healing. Now, even right there, that's once a day. That's one day, 216 times. Let me just let that soak in. In a week of her saying it 15 times a day, that was 105 for 7 days, and she's created this pain in her body. How do you think the body is going to respond to 216 times a day of saying something about releasing the pain? Now, if you do that 7 times, you're talking about over 1,500 times you're going to talk about healing the body. What do you think the body is going to do at the end of those 7 days? It's going to begin healing because you're feeding it different words. You're telling a new story. Now, again, as long as the head and those beliefs and those stories make it down through the channel, through the throat and into the heart, healing is happening. Okay. Here is the acronym. The very first one is release. So the word repeat, and these are affirmations that you can build. I release. I release the pain. I release the scarcity mindset. I release the anger. I release the frustration. I release the unworthiness, whatever it is for you. Okay. The next one is every day. You're going to do this every single day. You're going to feed these words every day into your mind. Make the decision, set the intention, get some clarity, feed the words every day. The P stands for positive. Now, the releasing is, this is just the ability to let go. I'm releasing the anxiety. I'm releasing depression. I'm releasing the discomfort. I'm releasing the pain. Okay. They're still positive. I'm releasing that thing. Then I'm going to do that every day. Then the positive words, I'm receiving healing. I'm receiving love. I am letting myself get into the flow of money. I am allowing myself to be in the flow of abundance. I'm a magnet for good things in my life. I am open to receiving the good that the universe has to offer. Those are the positive words. You're going to turn your story around into something more positive. Now, the E, this second E stands for the emotional sensation. Your goal with your affirmations is to not just stand in the mirror and go, I'm thin and fit, I'm thin and fit, I'm thin and fit, and then you just feel the exact same. That means you didn't connect. That means that somewhere in the pathway between the head and the heart, between the throat, that channel, something's there that's blocked. A story, a thought pattern, a limiting belief. Okay. You want to create an emotional sensation. And that emotional sensation should be a positive, an emotion that is in alignment with the intention. Now, let me repeat that. The emotional sensation that you create in the body should be an emotion that is that goes along with your intention. If I'm trying to create a job that makes me feel powerful and I say I'm releasing scarcity, and I'm allowing a powerful job to come into my existence, but my emotional state is doubt. Doubt doesn't go with a powerful job. It doesn't work. The pathway is closed. Okay, there's a block in there somewhere. But if I all of a sudden feel powerful, feel amazing, feel lit up, feel confident, now you're on the track. Now the receiver is turned on. The A stands for align with your desire. So those two kind of go together. Aligning with your desire. If you're saying, I want a new job where I make six figures a year, but right after that but are all the stories that don't align with your desire. And that's a good practice to get into. That's a good practice to kind of light that thing up and say, where's my desire and what's after the but? Whatever's after the but, I need to clear those things. I need to release those stories. Okay. And the last one, trust. Trust. Trust that this energy is going to bring you your desire. Trust that the circuit, as long as the circuit is open all of the way and the pathway is clear from your decision, your intention, your words, and it moves down through the throat and into the heart, understand that the circuit is complete. And that thing, that desire is coming to you. Now, once we can trust, and we trust in the power, the power of our own mind, the power of our emotions, and the power of the universe, you have, my friend, a recipe for success. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. If you liked that podcast, please subscribe, please like, and write a review. Let me know how it landed with you. If you'd like to support this podcast, please check out in the show notes where you could buy me a chai tea, or you can join my newest Patreon membership for exclusive episodes, guided meditations, and transformative exercises that you won't find anywhere else. Bring your journal, open your heart, and let's get ready for some serious transformation. Thank you for listening. If you liked that episode, please subscribe, like, or write a review. Let me know how that landed with you. If you'd like to support this podcast, please check out in the show notes where you can buy me a chai tea, or you can join my newest podcast membership for exclusive episodes, guided meditations, and transformative exercises that you won't find anywhere else. Bring your journal, open your heart, and let's get ready for some serious transformation.